Okay, I'm going to call the Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee meeting of August 28th, 2017 to order. Is anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording. Could I have introductions, please?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Lisa Mycock Kelly, Prudential Committee.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Thank you. Is there any public comment?
Amy Cates, 4782 Falmouth Road. It has come to my attention that elected officials have been spending taxpayer funds without the appropriate discussion and vote of their committee. This does not fall into best practices. According to the Kootenai Fire District bylaws, the Prudential Committee is responsible for overseeing the expenses of the district. I'd like this committee to look into this and come up with a plan so that this unacceptable practice doesn't continue. Thank you.
Do you care to explain what unacceptable practice you're speaking about?
Voting to spend the district's money without a public meeting and discussion and a vote to do that. That's what I'm referring to.
And when did this occur?
In terms of dates, would you like the dates, Fran? I mean, is that what you're asking?
I don't know what money was spent on what.
Spent on attorneys.
Oh, on attorneys.
Well, that's what I'm aware of. There could be other things the money's being spent on. This committee is charged with the responsibility of spending the district funds in an appropriate manner. And so I'm bringing this to this committee because it appears that there has been expenses spent of taxpayer funds without discussion and a vote at a public meeting. So I'm bringing it to this committee and hoping that that since this is the purview of your committee that you will follow up on it and develop a plan. Thank you.
Can you give a time frame, Amy? A time frame of when this practice has occurred?
Well, I would say since the fall. Since the fall.
Of last year?
So 2016, 2017, I would say. And that's that I'm aware of. In your review of this, in your investigation of this, there could be other times this has happened, and if there are, then I would be interested in that information as well.
Yeah. I have a question for the treasurer. Okay, so we have indeed spent money to respond to open meeting law complaints, and do you have at your fingertips the account that comes out of and what requirements we have for approving such spending?
No, I don't have it at my fingertips. There would be several types of charges related to responding to open meeting inquiries. There would be the legal fees involved. There would be staff time to accumulate any information to respond. We have not taken those actions to do that proactively. We can do it retroactively.
Yeah, because that would probably the fire department, I believe, has some of these expenses that
they have. There's considerable expenses,
and I think the Prudential Committee. So,
I don't know how that fits into. If I understand what the comment was, it would imply that funds were expended without a warrant under the auspice of the annual district meeting. Mm-hmm. I am unaware of anything like that.
That's
we'll look into it, obviously, but I'm unaware of anything like that.
Well, I believe the fire department has a line item for legal fees, and the union negotiating committee had a line item for legal fees,
right,
which for the negotiations, which gave them the authority to hire somebody and use legal attorneys, legal services.
Right.
So it doesn't, because that was authorized at the annual meeting, it doesn't mean that, you know, they have to come to us here at this meeting and take a vote.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
when we sign the warrants, we're approving that expenditure.
Yes. Right.
Correct.
Right.
There are other expenditures, though, for open meeting law complaints, I think. I know from the Prudential Committee, for one, and I'm not sure if the fire department has any open meeting law complaints to the fire committee or the water, but so we should look into that and understand, you know, where we stand legally on that.
Two parts to that. We can accumulate or attempt to accumulate those costs. That gets costly in and of itself. Second of all, those all fall within the regimen that Fran just outlined. Mm-hmm. Annual district meeting appropriated money. Prudential Committee, through the Fire Commission, approves those expenditures, and they fit into approved categories. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing that hasn't gone through that process that I'm aware of. Look into it, but nothing that I'm aware of.
Do you have a public comment?
I do now. Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. Treasurer Perrone and Ms. Parks, you are gravely mistaken. There was no vote at this year's district meeting to allot any monies to be spent for union negotiation. So any money the union negotiating committee is spending on attorney's fees needs to come out of the fire department budget, and your committee does not have the authority to spend that money without going to the fire commissioners and having them have a vote. Thank you.
Okay. Public comments closed. Any other comments?
No.
No. Okay. High Street. As you know, the Historic Commission put a 18-month hold on the project. The neighbors next door, the McDonald's, are thinking about moving it onto their property. The building inspector has been there and looked at it, and I understand a mover from Falmouth has been over, Gary Sylvester, to look at it. My major concern is the septic system, which is in the parking lot, and I don't think it's designed to have a several-ton building moved over it. I think the only way they're going to be able to do it is if they slide it laterally, which is going to be a problem because it'll have to go over other people's property to get that accomplished. So I'm waiting to hear back from them. They said they'd contact me after they'd spoken to a mover, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I mean, just to comment on the planning board, I mean, I thought that the planning board made a very fair decision, but on the part of the McDonald's, I feel that they were like, they really weren't ready to address it. They didn't know where they were going to put it. They didn't have any idea of the cost or who would do it at the time. So that was my perception of what transpired at the planning board meeting.
It was clear they didn't even know, you know, what procedure they needed to follow through in order to do that, and I think that it's probably going to be unlikely. Hopefully, though, they'll do their due diligence and come back to us so we can go back before the planning board, because they definitely left that open.
Yeah.
Yes. And
I didn't see it as much of a big detriment to us. I mean, it's 18 months. We still have to do our own planning and stuff like that. So.
Well, we do need to get the... We do need to get the new, to get the oil tank out of there, get that removed, and we need to put the septic system to bed so that, you know, we don't do any damage to that with leaving it there not being used. And so I'd like, you know, I want to get, we have the money for that, so I want to get going on that and getting that done.
Do we need, when I talked to, what was it, Robin at the building department? I'm trying to remember the name, I have it on my computer. She said, before you do anything, we need to get building permits. So if you're going to, do we need to do that to close up the septic and move the oil tank, or?
No, we don't. We don't need to do it for the oil tank. And I would expect that anybody that we hire to take care of the septic would take care of any permits that are needed.
Yeah.
That's the usual procedure. Okay.
Can you? continue. The other question is, that just popped into my little old brain, is can you close up the septic system with a building there, even though the building is, the building's not been condemned or anything. It's, as far as the town is concerned, it's a building with running water and toilets, and maybe it needs to have a septic while it's there.
Water's no longer running. The pipes have been drained because there's no heat. So, and it's not, it's not, I don't want anybody to use it. I don't think it's safe, and it doesn't have any heat for the winter, so. So the only other thing, I had it reported to me today that the neighbor who lives behind us, who's in the old chicken coop / Roger Nickerson's workshop / Paul Grover made it into a cottage, had two cords of wood delivered and apparently got permission from someone to go across to our property to dump it down behind his property. So I spoke to him today, and that's going to get taken care of, and hopefully now he understands that our property isn't a conduit to his property any longer. Mm. So treasurer's report.
In regard to fiscal 2017, we're still working to finalize the numbers. Things are going well. I think my preliminary indications are we're going to have favorable spending variances and favorable revenue variances, which should augur well for our free cash calculation. It's taking a little more time to wrap things up because we're dealing with two systems, and that always complicates things as we try to bring the numbers together for proper presentation. I've received the Town of Barnstable's tax collectors and tax assessors information, and now I'm going through the normal process of reconciling those to our accounts. Pamela Taylor has taken over for Jeff Redzik. She's the temporary. They're still looking for a permanent and hope to have that in place by November for the recap filing. In 2018, we've done the initial transfers for stabilization, the OPED trust. The initial reports look good. We have some things we'll keep our eyes on. I met with our representative from the Department of Revenue and went through our recap calculation to get ready for the tax setting in November. We have all our numbers pretty much set, and we're waiting for the town to give us the tax data to finalize it.
Okay, great.
That's it.
I just have a request for the treasurer, and I spoke to you outside, is that I do read those reports, okay? The MTD reports I was pretty familiar with, and I could easily see if we were within spending limits and stuff like that, but I'm really baffled by the ledger reports. So I need, at least for me, I need a different format, or you need to spend some time with me to let me know what do these numbers mean.
Send me an example of what you're used to, and I'll try to see if we can't get to the same place.
Well, I'd like to see, this is what we authorized, this is what we spent, this is what's left, and what's the variance. And I looked at the report, for instance, like on the first page. Now, maybe the first page is just a summary, I don't know. But like two-thirds of the way down, there were three line items that each had a $25,000 authorization, and it said no payment, no payment, no payment. I guess I just need to understand it, that's all.
Okay. Okay, we'll take a look at it.
Yeah, call me up, and I'd be glad to come down and
see if we can't make it a little more understandable. Any suggestions that other people have?
Tony does have another format for in the Varder system.
Yeah, there's a variety of formats, so that's why I was trying to see what you had seen and see if we can't get back to that, because we can tailor it somewhat.
I mean, do you have this is a little attempt at humor, but do you have a book called Ledger Reports for Dummies?
No.
Okay.
Okay. The cost of the water cost of service study, I met with the chairman of the water department and the treasurer, and we went over some, of what we're looking for in doing that study. And I didn't bring it with this evening, but I've got a proposal for an outline for the invitations to bid. And we don't need to do an RFP because it's going to be less than $25,000. So we just do invitations for bids. So hopefully we can get this out in September or October and get some information.
Just a question. I at the Water Commissioners meeting, I made a comment a couple of times about the gentleman that's out at the end there, the contractor, the person that does the survey. One of the things he suggested was to do a physical plant inventory, attach it to a GIS overlay, so that when the people that, you know, when Chris leaves and other people that the workers that leave and stuff, a lot of knowledge goes with them. 20, 30 years from now, when we need to have some pipes replaced, we need to know what's in the ground, where it is, so that would be expensive and probably doesn't fall under the expenditure that we did. The warrant that we approved was for one, but I would suggest that they seriously do that, and so they'll have an idea what the plant is in years and years from now.
That makes sense. We can see about getting that on next year's warrant.
Makes sense.
The next item is a space needs study, which I volunteered you for.
Okay. I have not a problem with doing it, but I received this document from you today. And what did you have in mind?
Not that.
Okay.
But I gave you the other, which is...
right here.
Yeah, that's, you know, basically a guideline. And, you know, we need, it's also, because it's less than 25, that document says that it's usually somewhere between 12 and 16 hours of work to look at all the buildings and make recommendations about uses and future needs and make a recommendation about what size we should think about putting on 56 I Street.
Okay. So obviously I'm not an architect, so I know that we need for the treasurer, assistant treasurer, for a clerk, we need some file space, we may need some space for the water department. I don't know if we're looking at the water department. We may need some space for the fire department to be in there, and other things. So, you know, I can get together with these people and start like drawing up what I feel is a requirements document, you sent me a 43, what I received was a 43-page document from Glen Ellen. So I Googled it, and it's a town in Illinois, so 28,000 with three hotels and a university. And then they had this Dewberry, and that's an organization in Fairfax, Virginia, that actually did that. So the way I'm looking at it is my part is to start to figure out about what we need and then get a consultant to or an architect to give us an idea of what it's going to cost us. Is that what you had in mind?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead. And in reviewing prior minutes from prior meetings, I noted that was Tim Loth ever consulted, or was there some conversation with?
No, I talked. I spoke to Tim about the High Street building.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's really interested in doing any work for the district,
okay.
Basically.
Okay.
Brown and Lundquist in Brewster, I think Brown and Lundquist are in Brewster, Dennis down there. They're one architectural firm I'd like to get a bid from because they're excellent and they do a lot of this. We certainly can, talk around and see if we can find other firms that, you know, do this. Kind of study.
Cool.
So.
Yeah, so that's fine. I mean, under those circumstances, I'd certainly be willing to do that.
Yeah. So. All right. And now the minutes of the 26th June 17 meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Any corrections or additions or?
No.
Could I have a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So. Any other business anybody wants to bring up that's emergent?
No, I think, are we going to continue to, are we going to stick with 6 o'clock for a bit of time to see whether we generate a little bit more
yeah.
action in the audience? Okay.
Yeah. So I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.